Don't contact Cindy.
Talk Radio.
He's not going to.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, I get a lot of DMs. I might miss it, guys.
Yeah,
is the problem.
Contact me.
Yeah, just hit her up. Okay, so, yo, guys, go ahead, call into the show, 515-605-9740. If you guys want to give your thoughts on the case and everything else like that. This one was a pretty thorough one. And, yeah, man, I'm interested to see what y'all got to say. 515-605-9740. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. We're blown up. Okay. So, oh, fuck. All right. So, guys, if you want to cut in the phone lines, go ahead and drop your the last four digits of your phone number, okay, along with get the last four digits of your phone number, and I'll cut you to the front of the line because I already see a fuck ton of numbers in here.
Can you put slow mode on for the chats because everything's like...
Oh, damn. I don't know how. Oh, God. Okay.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay. I'm going to have to go to YouTube to do that. Okay. All right. So, all right. We'll go with 301 first. 301, you're on credit. What's up, my friend? Welcome to the show. Yo, mute your YouTube in the back. All right, make sure you mute your YouTube in the back. Okay, I think you got disconnected. Mute your YouTube in the back, and yes, we can hear you, and be ready to go. All right, so we got 310 on the line. 310, I'm going to get you in right now. You're on air. 310, you're on air. Going once. Going twice. Sold. We're going to go to 816. 816, what's up?
What's up, brother? Hey,
what's
now,
up, man?
Tori's on some G shit. Like, better you stay silent the longer you're going to achieve your goal on actually getting that defamation case going on Megan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And honestly, I honestly think Megan's in a tough spot. Once she's taken that L, she's going to end up like Amber Heard taking her L currently.
Yeah, man. No, I mean, you know, I know he probably wants to come out really bad and like give his side of the story and everything like that. But, bro, it's not – as a defendant, it's not in your best interest to do that, man. So I definitely think, you know, the evidence – he's gonna get cleared, bro. He's more than likely he's going to get cleared. So, you know, he just got to stay quiet. And then after he gets, you know, probably found not guilty or whatever it may be, he's got to definitely follow up with that defamation suit and sue her. It's a fucking holy hell. Cause you know, she's making a lot of money right now. Hydro Kids, IGY, $5. It goes, just to be 100% clear here, Meg was not shot in the foot. Her wounds came from glass. From what the doctor's saying. Yeah. From the police report, at least.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you have a great night, brother.
Okay, man. No worries. Thanks for calling into the show, my friend. All right, we got, again, guys, we got a bunch of people on the line here. So if you want to cut the line, send in a super chat with the last four digits of your number, and we will get you to the front of the line, all right? So you guys can get your states here. Okay, I see three. Kuma-san. All right, let me find you here, 0388. Okay, I got you right now. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Kuma-san.
What's up, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey. Hey, first-time caller, long-time super chatter. I know you've seen me a couple times already.
Yep.
I just wanted to give my input real quick on the case. I wear a lot of tinfoil hats. I kind of was suspicious of this from the jump just based on, you know, how she was kind of just sending the evidence out into the public like that, you know, without any kind of case hearing to back it up. There wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, there wasn't any court documents or anything backing up what she was saying. She was just saying how she felt the entire time. Trying to get people to believe her by you know, using like the victim approach, right?
Yep.
And, you know, and people fall for that, you know, all the time. You know, the blue pill guys do it, you know, for the chicks and the women, you know, with the sisterhood of Borales, you know what I mean?
Yep, of course.
So, you know, she was able to get a majority of this country on her side because that is the majority of the people that, you know, roam this country. So, you know, now that people are starting to wake up, you know, are starting to kind of look at this from a red pill point of view, not just from a red pill lens, but just objectively in general, you know, you're going to start to see the chinks in the armor, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's going to be good to, once all of this comes to a head and, you know, just like how you were able to display this information, nobody's done this yet, you know what I mean? And I think if and when this gets to the public eyes and ears, it's definitely going to show Tori in a different light. But I also think it's going to wake up a lot of more people. Like, I feel like more and more events are happening in today's culture that is slowly waking people up to where they have no choice but to question the things around them, you know what I mean? And I think this is just going to be another one of those events. But, that was my piece, man. I didn't want to talk the ear off like that. Bro.
No, man. It's absolutely true, man. It's we live in a world now where it's really believe all women, and what the Amber Heard case has shown us and what is going on right now with Meg Thee Stallion is women are capable of lying too, bro. And the thing is with the Meg Thee Stallion, why it's worse is because Meg Thee Stallion was able to basically rally the strong black woman community to make them, you know, to kind of, you know, unite behind her, regardless of how inconsistent or how weird her story sounded, because she was able to say, you know, she was able to kind of hold on to that. I'm a black woman and I'm being oppressed and there's a black man and we don't respect our black women and all this other stuff. And it's like, it deviates from the actual facts of the case. Yo, your story doesn't make fucking sense, bro. Let's not make this about race. Let's make this about facts. Let's not make this about emotions and race and all this other stuff. But that's what people do when they want to deflect. They make it a social justice warrior issue instead of a fact issue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, and the whole thing too is that, like, the law in the United States, I don't know if y'all noticed, like, it's supposed to be the Lady Justice, right? She's blindfolded and she's carrying a scale. And, you know, and she has the sword on one hand, and it's supposed to signify that the law is blind. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're black, if you're a woman, if it doesn't matter any of that. And luckily, you know, hopefully, the way it's looking right now is that it's irrelevant that Meg's a woman and that she's a black woman. Who gives a fuck about that shit? Okay?
Exactly.
What matters is the facts, but I hate when people make it an emotional situation when it's supposed to be black and white. The law is the law. Did he break the law or not? Like, fuck out of here with all this race stuff, bro. You know? But
exactly,
it's crazy when
bro.
People do that.
It's a waste of time, bro. You're just hogging, you know, people's time and attention to get them to focus on something that's not even there, you know?
Yep. So, man, no, thanks for calling into the show, my friend. Great, great commentary.
No problem, brother. Glad I was able to speak with you. Yeah, you guys have a good night, and again, W Games Harem.
Thank you, man.
All right, brother.
Later. Hey, man, yeah, you keep with guys. I mean, hey, man, you got to keep women around to actually add value and shit. You can't have these useless bimbos, man. Christina's very helpful. Shout out to her. Can you cover YNW Melly's Tribe Live as is going on? Do you have a date when trial starts? You know what? Yeah, I might cover that shit live for y'all, bro, because I know that case like the back of my hand. And when these people tell me he's going to get off, bro, listen, I love Melly too. Murder on My Mind is actually a track that I play to this fucking day. But you know what, man? You got to get out of your emotions, and you got to understand that, bro.
Emotional damage.
And yo, the facts show he ain't walking away, my friends.
Is he federal or is he state?
It's state.
Oh, where's he located?
It's state. It's here, Fort Lauderdale. He's up north.
Oh, I think we'll get it.
Yeah. No, I have all the docs already. Well, I don't have. Well, I don't have like the court docs and shit. But,
yeah, but
we can go watch that shit live if we wanted to.
No, it's like not that far.
Okay, we got 267 on the line. Guys, again, if you want to skip the line and get on the phone lines, go ahead and super chat in the last four of your phone number, and we'll get you on first. Okay, 267, welcome to the show. 267 going once. 267 going twice. 267, you there? I heard something.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, bro? Welcome to the show. You're on live. What's your thoughts on this?
Oh, shit. My bad. The whole time I'm watching you on YouTube. But no, as far as the Megan Thee Stallion case, I always thought it was bullshit. And my whole thing is, you know, I know we in a time where the black woman need help, you know, more than ever before. But personally, like, they really need to change the laws. Like, if he walk off from this and it come out that she lied about everything, she need to be facing the time he will be facing. Same
there
with bitches that lie about rape. Like, I don't condone none of that shit. I'm raising a daughter. I don't condone none of that lying and all that, because women misuse their power. And then wonder why people never just jump the gun and try to defend them, because they always leave a big question mark. And I don't – and Tory, like, come on. Like, it's supposed to be protect black men, not just protect black women. It's supposed to be – both ways around. If you want to protect for color or race, or whatever the case is, you need to be the same.
I want to say this real quick.
Because
if they want to talk about like protecting and everything else like that, like, yo, black men are overwhelmingly, if y'all want to talk about protecting somebody, okay, protect black men then. If y'all want to talk about, oh, protect black women, blah, 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 we're oppressed, blah, blah, blah. If you guys want to play that victim game, it's actually black men that are far more likely to become victims of violent crimes. Way more. And they're arrested by a higher rate. So, if we want to play this game of who's a bigger victim, it's actually black men. You know what I'm saying? Again,
that's
I don't want
it.
To make shit about race, you know, because everyone likes to make shit about race. My thing is I keep it objective. Fuck race. Let's talk about the facts at hand, okay? You got Tory right here being accused of a felony, of a very serious felony, as a foreign national, a Canadian citizen here in the United States, that he shot Meg, okay? And all the evidence is showing, yo, we don't know if he shot her. And there's actually quite a bit of evidence to show that it probably wasn't him that shot her, okay? Between the DNA on the gun not being there, and then also him not having a firearm residue on him, right, for a gun going off, but it being on the friend, and we know prior to the shots being fired, the friend and Meg were literally fist fighting on some fucking Guile type shit. You know what I'm saying? Street Fighter shit. Hitting each other with, oh, each other with Shaw Ryukins and shit like that. We know that they were fighting. So more than likely, it's more probable that Kelsey was a potential shooter. Okay? And that's why she's not saying shit. So we don't know. But yeah,
yeah, no,
man,
that do make sense.
About race. Let's look at the facts.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, and another thing, if we going to protect black women, we got to protect the black man, because ain't nobody going to protect the black woman besides the black man. Don't other race give a fuck about blacks. Like, we you know, we the most looked down upon race there is. So if you not protecting the black man, who going to protect the black woman at the end of the day?
Yep. Yep. I mean, it is what it is, man. We're very And here's the other thing, too, like, you know, like, they tell me, like, Myron, you're not black. Okay, motherfucker. Okay, like, if I'm not black, then, you know, if it was 1951, I'd be in the color section with all you guys. Like, I don't know what the hell, like, I'm not black enough, like, oh, my parents are from Japan. That's not, that's technically Africa. Oh, they're not African American. Like, I am the definition of African American, but that's not black enough. So it's like, whatever, you can't win. That's why I told y'all, don't try to appease the left, because you're never going to win. So my thing is, like, fuck the feelings. Let's not make this a race thing. Let's make this a fact thing. What are the facts? The facts show that it's highly unlikely that Tory was a shooter. So,
yep.
So yeah, but you know, it is what it is. But no, thanks for calling into the show, brother.
Oh, no. Yeah. I appreciate you, man. I've been watching y'all show for a little minute now, and y'all definitely, you know, opened my mind on a lot of things, and y'all motivated me to want to be better and get, you know, get my shit on where it need to be at. And, you know, I really appreciate you, Fresh, Chris, everybody on the staff, you know, and I'm going to keep tuning in, just keep doing what y'all doing, you know, keep Kevin Samuels' name alive, man.
Facts. So,
we appreciate you out here. I'm calling from Philly. We appreciate you out here.
Shout out to Philly, man. Shout out to the Muslim beards is out there, man. Shout out to Philly, man. I'll catch you, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow mine.
All right, man. Be safe
right,
out
man.
There.
You
don't
have a good night,
please.
Man.
Peace.
Appreciate you.
Later. Okay. So, and we got Keanu here, which is hilarious. He goes, if you ever saw Myron's brother, you would know Myron is 100% black. Yeah, my brother black as fuck. He's darker. He's like fresh skin color, bro. If y'all ever saw my brother, bro, and he got the wave spinning and all that shit. So people that say, yo, you ain't black. I'm like, all right, bro, whatever, man. It is what it is. Like, I'm not black, y'all. Okay, cool. You know, my thing is I just look at things objectively. I put race and feeling out of it, man. yeah, my brother's dark as hell, man. Okay. Yeah, he literally fresh his color, bro. Niggas stand to each other next to each other at nighttime. You don't know what's going on. Okay. Let's see. And remember, guys, if you want to cut the line, just super chat in because we got a lot of people on the phone lines. Okay, we got we'll go 978 next. And then put the last four digits of your phone number. Yo, 978, welcome to the show, bro.
Hey, what's going on, Myron? Yo,
what's up, man?
First question, bro. Are you ever going to let your hair grow out?
I probably will, man, at some point. I used to have the wave spinning, man, but I'm getting bald nowadays. So I might do a little sneak peek for you guys. I probably might do a hair surgery. So we'll see what happens with that. And then I'll let it grow out.
I'm saying, man, like, do something, like, do, like, maybe some keeps on the show or something, because I know you guys do Teach Hanley, Manscaped, do some keeps, get that money up with sponsorship, and then you could grow out the afro.
Yeah, we could. I mean, I could grow out an afro if I wanted to, but, man, that shit is rough. I'd be looking real dusty. That shit, I don't want to do it. But anything else you got, bro, you want to say on the case?
Yeah, so real quick. So I wasn't understanding exactly why Tory couldn't, like, the tweet that he tweeted out seemed pretty harmless. So
yeah.
What was the problem with that?
Well, if he does anything that, like, can be insinuated as bullying or whatever, that's where you run into issues.
Oh, so consider it as bullying?
Yeah, so, like, look, here, I'll show you right now. Let me pull up this protective order for you one more time so you can see what I'm talking about. So I have it right here, right?
Yep.
Must not have contact with protected persons above named above through a third party except, you know, counsel, whatever. Must have no electronic personal telephonic or written contact with the protected persons, okay? So if you tag someone on social media, bro, that could be considered electronic communication.
Okay.
You can't mention her.
You can't mention her. And then when he made that tweet, right? And let me pull that tweet up too if I can. Where is it, man? I have it somewhere here. If like in that tweet, okay, here it is right here. Okay? He goes, good dick had me fucking two friends and I got caught. That's what I apologize for. It's sick how you spun it though. That's basically a direct shot at Meg. Bam. He breached the protective order. Arrested.
Okay, so when he mentions the you part, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was just to Megan the horse specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's very obvious that who he's talking about.
Okay. Got it.
So.
Okay. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it. And yo, bro. Yo, I love how the videos are long, but hey, a nigga's taking it. Bro, it's crazy out here with the timestamps, bro. I'm doing the timestamps and you got me. Yo, I'm up all night, bro. Damn.
Yeah. Hey, bro. I appreciate you doing it, man. Like, it helps a lot with the show.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm trying to make it as detailed as
possible. Yeah, man. No, people. Yo, everybody in the chat, thank this man, bro. He's the one doing a lot of the timestamps that y'all get to enjoy, so you guys don't have to watch the full show. You guys can go ahead and scroll through and get whatever you guys need out of the show. Timestamps are critical, man, so thank you so much for that, bro. I appreciate it. And don't forget to delineate each call. Include your own.
Yeah, I'm doing it all on phone.
You the man, man. You the man. Thank you. All right, we got next on the line, we got 323. I really love talking with y'all, man. Pause. 323, you're on the air? What's up? Welcome to FedEd, my friend. Going once. Going twice.
Yo.
Yo, what up, man? Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm just surprised, man. Like, wow. Like, I really can't believe that, like, she's throwing this man name through the air and he didn't even do it.
I mean, we don't know conclusively, but I will tell you this. It looks like from what I see, he definitely, you know, there's quite a bit of reasonable doubt here, my friends.
It's just for me to find it.
Yeah, because Tory just been chilling all this time. Like, he's been producing the best music, like, for a year now, and, like, he's getting blackballed. His money's flowing, and she's just over here getting all this money, claiming to be a victim, and I've seen the academics breakdown. He's holding to that victim card very hard.
Yep. Because, again, bro, when you're a woman and you go be a victim, it's gonna go a long way. And that she's like, okay, so Amber Heard, think of Amber Heard, guys, as like Super Saiyan victim. Meg Thee Stallion is like Super Saiyan 3 victim because she also has the black community behind her too. She has like the black strong independent community, black woman community behind her as well. So she can't lose, bro. And on top of that, she has the music industry behind her. She has Rock Nation. She has 300. She has major labels behind backing her. She's been she's been nominated by so many different awards, etc. So they can't let her lose because she's a huge investment to them. You know what I'm saying? So she has a literally like a fucking huge battery pack behind her. At least where Amber Heard, no one liked Amber Heard. I don't know if y'all knew this, but like when she did Captain Marvel and all these other movies, no one likes Amber Heard. They all hated her. Like no one wanted to work with her. Everyone in Hollywood has issues with her. So. Like, deep down, people are like, oh, yes. Like, Johnny Depp is going to sue her for defamation. Fuck yeah. That's why everyone wants to see her get cooked so bad. But Meg Thee Stallion, there's a lot of people that are banking on her being successful because she has a lot of people backing her from a financial standpoint. That's why they can't see her lose. That's why she did that Gayle interview, right? And they gave her, like, little softball questions. They didn't question her on any of, like, the crazy, like, inconsistencies. So she has a crazy – supporting, bro. Amber Heard, like I said, Super Saiyan, she's like fucking Super Saiyan 3, Super Saiyan 4 almost, goddammit. Super Saiyan God, because she has
yeah.
the record industry behind her. She has the you know, the female community behind her. She has the feminist behind her. And on top of that, she has a black community behind her because she's saying, oh, I'm a black woman and I'm being oppressed. So, bam, they're automatically going to ban for her off rip. And they're going to call Tory a black woman hater and all this other shit. Believe our women, bro.
Which is not true. But, yeah, that's all I want to say. Shout out to y'all, man.
Just calling in, man.
Yeah, shout out to y'all. Shout out to Kevin Samuels, RIP. And keep pushing, man. We all supporting y'all.
Thank you, my friend. We're going to be out here, you know, giving an unpopular opinion. So we got, let's see here. We got 561. Shout out to West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach, you there?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
What's up? What's your thoughts on the show? And my bad, guys. I said Captain Marvel. I meant to say, yeah, Aquaman. Whatever. Who gives up? I don't care about Amber. Man, fuck her movies. Who cares? But no one in Hollywood likes her. I know that. What's up, caller?
I just think, like, the whole Meg thing is crazy and that she should not be running her mouth on, like, any platforms, especially if it's, like the case. And I think Tori's innocent and I'm a girl. So I just wanted to say that.
Cool. Well, thank you for your take on it. I'm glad to see. Like, and here's the thing, man. Like, it's good to see. Like, there's, you know, some women that are like, aware and understand that, yo, there is due process. You know, you're innocent until proven guilty. You know, like, let's look at the facts. Let's fuck the feelings. Let's take race out of it. Let's look at the fucking facts. And when you look at the facts, it's very difficult to conclude that Tori was the actual shooter, bro. Her and her friend, best friend, were literally fist fighting right before. Here's the other thing too, yo. They haven't talked since the shooting. Isn't that a little suspicious, y'all, that they haven't talked since the shooting?
I just don't get it. Like, if that was my friend and
she shot her ass, that's why.
I would call my friend right away. I go, you okay? I'll get my friends at my friend's side.
Yeah.
How are you not going to talk to your friend no more after that?
Like, it's weird.
And y'all friends for how many years?
Yeah. Strange. Very strange. No. But, hey, thanks for calling in, 561. We got 309 on the line. Welcome to Fed at 1811, my friend. All right, 309, not there. 716. 716,
hey.
You are on the line. What's up, bro?
What's up?
What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Got you.
Oh, okay. What's up, man? Yes, Buffalo, New York. Yeah, so I wanted to say, first, hey, hi, Mara, nice to meet you. But the case is crazy, man. It was bullshit from the start. If you put everything on a diagram and lay everything out, just time-wise, then the text at 7 in the morning. To the security, the reach for the gun, the material, the objects found on the ground.
Yep.
Everything the
nails.
Then what makes you? Then another thing is the structure in which people will put in their investment. See, I like running my business too, so the investment is great. But you see how a record label. Well,
hey, look at this. Shout out to She Swice. Real quick, bro. She Swice. She said in the diss track, "Who shot you? I'm busting at you."
See what I'm saying? So, yo, and then they put so much money in investment to try to make sure that he can't say a word. Only simple with one document, that restraining order typically. And then it's just crazy how they can just start, like, two females can have an argument, man gets arrested, and then he can't even say nothing for 2 years. I think we got to make sure we just support our man sometimes so we could tweet him saying that, yo, he good, yo, we got your back. Stuff like that when men go through stuff like this to let them know they're not alone, you know, that you might have the law against them and stuff. We got to support dudes like this. So, you know, even if you got a lot of money, it doesn't matter. You got to still support people. So, you know,
crazy. Like, people don't understand. Like, artists actually make most of their money from touring and doing shows. They don't make most of their money from record sales, guys. So,
no, not anymore. Hell no. It's fifth over.
And that's why
he's not still like someone getting out of the trunk.
He's got to make up for the loss in shows and stuff like that from making, like, that's why he's put out so much music is because he's been losing money on the shows because she's been blackballing him everywhere, bro.
Yeah,
so, yo, it's a fucking clown world.
How do we get this to be something that can change in the future so we can make this criminal for people to stop doing this?
There needs to be reform. I agree. When false allegations come in, there needs to be reform where you go to jail for.
I would love to partake in that. If whatever I can do, I would love to partake in that shit. That's all.
You got to write your congressman, man. We got to get it legislated, bro. But yo, thanks for calling into the show, my friend.
No problem.
All right. Billy McGuire, Myron, please unblock on FNF. I want a super chat. I don't have you blocked. I'll tell Chris.
Oh, he handles it.
Yeah, I'll tell Chris because I really don't know who's blocked on there. Unrelated. Any thoughts on Dirk's case? What do you mean Dirk's case with in Atlanta? I don't know. Thoughts about the doctor losing the bullet fragment? I don't know. It's weird. It's very strange. Burning Wolf. Law and legal systems of enforcers need to be impartial, or at least seen to be. If one demographic gets preferential treatment over another, it breeds resentment, guilty until proven innocent for males. Gender sentencing gaps favor females. Absolutely. Men serve 66% more time than women for the same offenses. That's a fact. That's not me even talking shit. We got Jawanza Evans. My last four is 2143. I'd like to talk. Okay, I got you right now, Jawanza. 2143. Let's see here. Got you. All right, Jawanza, you are on FedIt, my friend. Welcome.
Hey, can you hear me?
Got you, bro. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Yeah, like, I really, like, be having, like, a lot of problems as far as, like, with how black men beginning, like, their celebrity status in society. It seems like the more celebrity status they get, the more criticism they get. Like, this happens, like, so many different times, especially, like, when Kobe Bryant had passed away. So many different people had literally forgot about the fact that not only did he die, he died with his daughter. He died with so many, with, like, seven other people that he was with that played on the same basketball team that his daughter played on. They
yep.
ignored those facts right there. It's to the point to where, like, they brought up his 17-year-old rape case that happened, like, back in 2003. Those two
yep.
different people, like the first person they brought up was a journalist who bashed them all over social media, saying that, like, oh, we should support the victim. We should forget about the fact that, like, he died. We should forget about the fact that his daughter died. We should forget about the fact that those seven other people that was in that helicopter with him died. We should just still remember the rape case. Even the rape victim didn't even want to be remembered. But somehow,
yeah, and
wow,
here's the other thing too.
Still bring it.
People don't know. I didn't even notice until the other day. Did you know that, like, in Black Twitter, they were, like, dragging Kobe Bryant, saying, like, oh, I hope he was burning as he was reaching for his daughter and all this other stuff when he died? And I was like, yeah, man, people are fucking sick. And it's like, I look at that and I'm like, yo, and it's because his wife isn't black. Like, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all when I say, like, a lot of these people in the community, as Coach Greg Adams would say, are fucking toxic. Why do you care who someone dates, right? When I see a black woman with a white guy, I don't think twice. I'm like, oh, awesome, fantastic. You got a Chad. Great. Or you got a Brad. I don't give a fuck. Like, go ahead. Get who you want. But, like, when a black woman a lot of the time sees a colored guy with a white girl, a Latina, an Asian, whatever it is, they got to, like, shit on him. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Like, look at Kevin Samuels now. Oh, he was with some Latina bitch, blah, 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 when he died. And they're over here, like, dragging him. It's, like, it's crazy to me how the hate is wild, bro, based on who you have sex with or who you prefer to date. It's ridiculous. And the other thing, too, I want to say about that rape case back with Kobe Bryant is that woman knew she wasn't going to win. That's why she settled, because Kobe's defense team was literally ready to drop Kobe Bryant numbers on her dumb ass, because they found, like, six different dudes' semen in her panties. They were going to bring that into trial. And the fact that she went up to his room, okay, and had sex with him, and then after everything was all said and done, she ended up settling, and she ended up making, like, a rap song about getting raped by him, bro. So, again, this is back in, like, 04. She lied. Yeah, bro. Everyone knows that woman was capping. She went up to his room to fuck him, and she got mad about it and, like, oh, you know, let me just accuse him because whatever. And, yo, it's just crazy, bro. And this is before the Me Too era, right? It's gotten even worse now. Kobe might have not even beat that case in today's day and age.
But also, like, his wife.
Wow. So basically,
he was, like, in high school, and
yeah.
he was, like, both in high school.
No, she met him, like, when he was younger, like,
yeah.
21.
So, like,
but yeah.
Well, so basically, like, even like when Kobe died, like, when it was resurfacing that whole rape case, the reason why she didn't say nothing is because like she wanted to relive the fact that, like, she lied about that whole thing. That was the main reason. Like once with Kobe and his daughter.
Yeah, there were,
like, when they got in the helicopter case, when they brought that shit up, she did not say anything.
Yeah, his defense, bro. His defense team was about to, like, bring up, like, her. They were about to bring up, like, her promiscuous habits. That's another reason why she didn't want to go to trial, because Kobe was gonna go to trial and fight that shit, and she would have looked crazy. So, but a lot of people don't know that like, she had semen from a bunch of other dudes and all this other shit, and, like, they were gonna literally cook her on trial.
wow, it's just crazy. Like, man, like that's just like another reminder. It doesn't matter like how rich you is, how poor you is, as a minority figure. What? No, as a black male minority figure, it doesn't matter like how much money you have, or you broke, or you have $1 million, you still gonna get fucked either way.
It's just, you got to be careful, bro. You just got to be careful. You got to move different. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and this is 2004. This is before cell phones, all this other shit. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Did he have a text message and all this other shit? There, probably not, because I think she was at his – she was, like, the receptionist at his hotel or whatever, and she went up there to go see him. So – but he was going – like, his defense team was about to literally drop 81 on her dumbass. So that's why she didn't go to trial. But, yeah, man, it's crazy, bro.
That was back in 2004. You know, I remember, like, back in 2004. Sorry, my bad. I'll be still there.
No, and I'm here, man. I was just saying, rest in peace to Kobe. But yeah, wrap it up so I can get to the next person, please. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, but other than that, like aside from that, like I do thank y'all for like all the game y'all been spending like this past year and a half. Like y'all really have helped me. Like you helped me with my finances, you helped me with my confidence. I really do appreciate it. Like keep doing what y'all doing.
Yo, we're nothing without you guys, bro. So don't even like no. Thank you. We're nothing without y'all. So real all talk, right, man. Please. Thank you so much for supporting, man.
Yep.
Okay, so we got, let's see here. I'm going to go ahead. I think someone else. I got African food, $5. I know Tori thinking, damn, local quarantine radio started. He had it lit during the China virus. He did. And then we got evidence aside, if Meg takes a stand, all of her interviews and inconsistency will be criticized, will be scrutinized. She will be in danger of perjuring herself. Need to see someone finally charged with perjury. Yo, she's not taking a stand, my friend. She's definitely not going to take the stand. Her defense would be fucking stupid if they let her take the stand. Like
stupid.
Like literally, like retarded.
You stupid.
I would no. No, I her defense. There's no way her defense is gonna let her take the stand. That's why I think she. Why did she out here holding her dick on fucking Instagram lives and all this other shit? They're not gonna. Nah, they ain't gonna put her on the stand. However, maybe Tori's defense can force her. I mean, who knows? Because you are technically. You are out as a defendant. You're it's your right to be able to face your accusers in court. So who knows? But from what I understand, she's not on the witness list. We got A636. Let's see here. Or not her defense team, her legal team. I meant to say sorry. Tori definitely shouldn't take the stand. It's A636. Okay, and this is from JJ. Let me find you real quick. Okay, JJ, you're on the line, and we got a bunch of y'all on the line, bro. So if you guys want me to get you in, I'll probably go for like another 20 minutes or so, 10-15 minutes. Go ahead, JJ. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Myron, I 100% agree with you, bro. I think my prediction on this is I believe that Kelsey's getting her motherfucking ass beat by Megan up the Glick. Ka-ka-ka! Megan stepped on some glass. And now she's over here blaming Tori, you know, always blame the man, you know, get into it with your best friend. Of course, you got to blame the nearest man, whatever. And, yeah that's my prediction. Yeah.
Yeah, she was getting that fucking.
Yo got fire.
This whole case is fucked, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro. It really is. But, you know, what can you do, man? It goes to show just like the craziness of the world that we live in nowadays.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate your work, Myra. You're a goat. This is a great channel. You're not slacking. Whatever that fucking clown was saying earlier, he's a fucking dumbass bitch. You're not slacking, bro.
I appreciate it, Ginger. Thank you, man. Yeah, man. Here's the thing. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, can I put as much effort into Fed It as I do with the other, with Fresh and Fit? No, man, I can't because we're prioritizing Fresh and Fit. Like, I'm always going to prioritize Fresh and Fit. You know, but, you know, this is something I do on the side. We don't even monetize this channel. Like, the channel's monetized, but a lot of the time, a lot of my videos don't get monetized because, like, I react to videos, whatever it may be, and they might hit me with the whatever, and I say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'll keep it up and just keep it not monetized so that you guys can enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? I see Billy here.
Kelsey takes a stand. That means they're going to have to bring up her having the gun residue on her as well.
Yes. And I mean, that's going to come up at trial regardless. They're probably going to force her as a witness, bro. There's a reason
she's
not going to talk about an attorney.
Sure. Oh, she's about to do some time, bro, for sure.
Yeah, she's
free Tori. I mean, let Tori go and lock that girl up.
lock her up.
Actually, lock Megan up for lying as well.
You know,
that was easy.
All right, bro. Thanks for calling into the show, man. I really love talking with y'all.
KS.
Yo, yeah, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. Yo, Bully McGuire goes $10. Will you do all block case? Will Moowalk and them? Also, how will Dirk be a part of the case? Bro, my friend, I got you right now. I already did it right here.
Oh.
Here's the link.
Hey, am I on the line?
What was that, bro? Yeah, yeah, you're still on the line. You have something else you want to say before?
One more thing about Kevin Samuels, bro. I was just recently arguing with somebody on YouTube, and they were talking about Kevin Samuels died alone, and he was with some fat Latina. Bro, stop fucking lying. First of all, that Latina was not fat. She was straight as hell, fine as a motherfucker, and he did die alone. The fuck are these crazy broads talking about?
Yo, they want him to. They want to be so mad, bro. They're so mad right now, bro. I'm serious. That's what it is.
Fat. Yeah.
But,
bro.
but yeah, man. Definitely. Thanks for calling into the show, bro. And yeah, he didn't die alone. I had to make a point on that on his tribute show. But thanks
Absolutely.
For calling in, brother. Okay, guys. So just so y'all know, because Bully McGuire is asking me about the O-Block. Guys, I covered this already. It's called Why King Von Would Spend Life in Prison If Alive Today, the Fall of O-Block Case Breakdown. And I broke this down, guys. This was almost 4 hours long. Timestamps are in here. I broke this down in detail from how they self-snitched on each other to all that shit, man. So go check it out. This was a really good one. This is my most viewed. This is not monetized. This video is not monetized, guys. But who gives a fuck? I keep it up. Because I want y'all to be able to enjoy the chat replay and everything else like that. So, you know, that's what it's about, baby. Okay. Okay, so let's see here. Any other numbers that I got to hit?
I think you had it. I don't know if you got this one. It was like a $20 super chat with a number.
I think I got that one just now. Burning Wolf, can we see more from FEDA 1811 cases of Myron's past career, the things that you can share that won't trouble former colleagues still in law enforcement? Yes, I will. I was going to do it this week, but we had the Tory Lanez stuff. I will do a former case that I did. Actually, the case that got me all these fucking white hairs here, guys, that you see here. These white hairs right here, it came from this case. I'll break that down for y'all next week. Don't worry. It was crazy. It hit the news, too. It hit the news. It was probably one of the most stressful cases I've ever done. Let's see here if I got any other numbers here. If not, then I'll take a few more phone calls, and then we will call it a night. Okay. Let's hit the next phone line. 323. Welcome
Hello?
To FedEd, my friend. What's up?
Is it me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you, bro. Welcome to the show.
Okay, what's up? I'm calling from Boston, but I wasn't going
to
say.
Shout out to Boston. Christina's from Boston, too. That's why you guys, you can't understand shit she's saying.
What? Yeah.
Boom, so what was I going to say, right?
Yeah.
So I got my tinfoil hat on, right?
Okay, let's do it.
And,
we're going to do conspiracy theories right now.
Facts.
Okay, go ahead, my friend. Let's do conspiracy theory.
So if you Google image, right? And I know you spoke about it briefly earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
If you Google image Tory Lanez Interscope Records, you'll see the post and the tweets that he made like months before the incident happened. And he said, you know, I'm sick of this shit. You know, meet me on my IG live. I'm going to expose Interscope.
Yes.
But he never went live.
Uh-huh.
Then I want to say like the next day or something like that, Tory goes, yo, to my fellow artists, if anything happens to me, just know that I did this to, you know, to try to help you out with your business deals and making sure your contracts are right and da 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 da. But nobody
mm-hmm.
said nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months later, this happens. So Interscope Records.
This is what he's talking about, by the way, guys. Or this is the Instagram post. Interscope Records, if y'all niggas don't stop playing with me, I'm exposed what's really going on in that fucking building. I pulled up the thing you're talking about so that they get a context.
Then,
go ahead.
And then even Rich the Kid, you could see it. He said it right there. He goes, I'm telling you. And then somebody said underneath that post, he was like, yo, Tory, I'm not trying to see you get killed. So boom. So that happened, right?
Yep.
But I don't know why nobody wants to bring this up, because to me, that's – and then that post right there underneath the – to the right.
This one?
Underneath Rich the Kid.
This one?
No, click on the Rich the Kid one.
Yep.
Left-hand corner underneath related images.
Left-hand corner. So this one?
on your right hand side, related images. First tweet in the corner. First tweet in the corner.
Wait, this one right here?
Scroll up right there. Boom, on your left. Right, bam, right there. Boom.
This one?
Nope, other one. Left.
This is left right here. I'm confused.
Oh, man. Right there, right there, right there.
What does it say on it? Tell me what it says so I know.
It says, to my fellow artists, if anything happens to me.
Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, yep, here we go. To my fellow artists, if anything happens to me in any part of this process, I did it for all my upcoming artists to be smarter with these deals and be in a better position for y'all families and to be aware of the dangers even when your business is right.
So, boom, right? So, a couple months later, so what I think happened, this incident happened, and that's why it took a couple days for Meg to say what she had to say. So, boom, so Tory Lanez got his masters back from Interscope, so he got out his deal.
Yep.
And you already know the record industry don't like when you get your masters back.
Yeah, guys, so can you explain to the audience real quick why it's so critical for you to have your masters so people understand?
Because then the music artists get paid from their masters, because they put in their music in movies, commercials. The artists eat off that. When the record label owns your masters, they make all that money. Like right now, Meg is probably not making no bank because everybody owns Roc Nation got her masters, 1501 got her masters. Like everybody, you know what I mean? Like
exactly. And
that's
the reason
why they got prints out,
because people give their masters away because you get crazy exposure. They're going to push your record out even more because now the record label is incentivized to get your shit spinning all over the place because they're going to be getting off your masters. But what you get in return is you get a monster of advertising, okay, and like a push. Like you're going to get prioritized over everybody. You're going to get radio spins. You're going to get features. You're going to get collabs. You're going to get shows. You're going to get all that shit. And then also,
and so boom, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Continue on with your conspiracy theory. I like where you're going with this because people don't know the owner, the guy that used to own Interscope or some high level guy at Interscope is a part of Meg's team now that hates Tory.
So boom, right? So Interscope Records and Roc Nation, they're both owned by the same label, Universal Music Group.
Yes.
Universal Music Group owns Young Boys Masters, everybody's masters. They got everybody's masters.
Yep.
They own Universal Music Group is like in charge of all these labels.
Thanks.
So what I think happened is, oh boom, he's in an incident. Yo, Meg, we need you to lie for us. Make up this lie about Tory. And if you do, we're gonna give you all the Grammys you want, we're gonna give you all the brand deals you want. We're going to handle that business for you with 1501. Because then after she lied on that incident, what happened? Her career skyrocketed. And then on top of that, I might be off with this one, but I think Meg shot herself because she's – oh, matter of fact, let's go back to the lyrics that – what's the name was reading earlier from Kelsey.
Kelsey
and her lyrics are trash. So what Kelsey said is, oh, you lying to your label. Do they really know what happened? So if Meg told the label that Kelsey did it, I mean that Tory did it, why would Kelsey say that she's lying? And also Kelsey also said, Dez said if I spoke that a sex tape would drop. Dez is short for Desiree Perez. You can Google her right now. That's a Roc Nation CEO. That's the same. I don't know if it's the same person, but Tory also said in that live that you pulled up earlier. Roc Nation called me and told me, yo.
Isn't this the chick that fucking snitched? She cooperated with the DEA?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember 6ix9ine was going at her when he was going with Meek Mill. He was saying, "Yo, you're signed to a rat," because this woman cooperated with the feds, man. If I'm not mistaken.
Yep. So that's what Kelsey was talking about when she said Dez said if I spoke that a sex tape would drop, and then that's what Kelsey meant in the IG live when she said, "I don't care whatever you got on me, expose the shit." That's what she was talking about. Then Tory also said in his life, yo, 2 days after that, I get a call from Roc Nation talking about, yo, we heard you're going to make a statement, but it'd be in your best interest if you don't make that statement. So if Tory really did it, why is Roc Nation silencing Tory and Kelsey? The
yep.
only reason why you would want to silence two people is if your artist did it.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. Yep.
So to me, I could be off with this because I never fired a gun before, so I could be off. But what I'm thinking is maybe Meg grabbed the gun and she, you know, had it face down and she
uh-huh.
accidentally fired it and shot herself. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
And that's why she said her back was turned, just to, you know, have that not even be an option.
Yeah.
I could be off with that part, but for the rest of the stuff, yeah, they're after him because of his masters and all that other shit. But that's what I think.
Damn, I like that, man. I like that conspiracy theory right there, my friend. That one right there. We got the tinfoil house tonight. Hats out tonight, baby. No, but definitely, he did have
then,
a lot of enemies over Interscope. That is a fact. And him planning to expose them and everything else like that, and not to mention one of Meg's people, I think over – it's someone that either runs 300 or Rock – I think it's 300. Used to work for Interscope that hates Tory. So – and what's her name? It's Desiree Perez, right?
Yeah.
I can pull up a federal case right now if y'all want me to. But yeah, man, she definitely – yeah, CEO of Roc Nation. But she was going to expose the sex tape with what's her name? With Kelsey?
Yeah, so that's what Kelsey said in her lyrics. Des said if I spoke that a sex tape would drop. And so to me it's like, is that gonna come up in court?
Yeah.
And because I know Tory has what's her name? I guess he got a lawyer from the Kardashians, Sean Hawley. And so those court transcripts, they're floating around on the internet. They're floating around on some YouTube channels. And what was I going to say? So what's your thoughts on, like, the dude super chatted, the bullet fragments missing?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because on the interview, they're saying that there were bullet fragments in her foot, but the doctor said that, yo, there was just lacerations from glass.
And so, to me, I think that's why maybe Roc Nation got rid of the quote-unquote bullet fragments, because there was none.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely fishy, I'll tell you that.
I'll work on getting the transcripts.
That's definitely I looked up Desiree Perez's Fed case. Let's see if we – I think we got it here right here. Let me see if I'll share the screen with y'all. Is this it? Let's see here.
I know you got other callers on the line, so
yeah.
Open up the phone, but yeah, I had to drop off that conspiracy theory because, matter of fact, that's a conspiracy fact. Fuck out of here.
No, I like that, bro. I like that, man. Hey, thanks for calling into the show, bro.
All right.
I think people like that theory right there, and which holds true with a lot of other people said as well. Thanks for calling into the show. All right, so we got 720 up next. Welcome to the show, my friend. What's your thoughts on this joint? I'm trying to find Desiree Perez's Fed case for y'all right now. Go ahead.
720, that's me?
Yeah, that's you, man.
Oh, yo, man. First and foremost, man, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels, man. And God bless y'all for the show y'all did on Friday, man. That was absolutely masterful.
Appreciate it, man.
This episode of Fed It is going to be legendary. We're going to talk about this. It's going to hit the farthest stretches of the internet. Because so much, it's like you were saying earlier, so much of this, no one else has. We ain't seen this police report before. We didn't know about this gunpowder on the residue. I didn't know nothing about this friend. I didn't know nothing about these two girls fighting in the middle
yep.
of the street. None of these text messages, none of this shit. And we got this Believe All Women campaign out here, bro. And for all the dudes out here that was out here demonizing Tory when he couldn't speak for himself, you
yep.
look goddamn ridiculous now. You look absolutely
yep.
fucking ridiculous now because this man's been muzzled. He can't even speak up for himself. And a lot of the people out here, they speaking on this situation, just taking Meg's side, not even asking, you know, why would he shoot her? You know, what did the police report say? Because no one's seen this police report before today. I ain't never seen this. I've been on top of this. I've been watching. I've seen academics break down. And I stay on the Fetid channel. I stay on the Fresh and Fit, and I stay on the Fetid channel, man. That's the best two channels on YouTube, man.
Thank you, bro.
I know you got a lot of people. I'm going to let you get to them. But I just want to say this is some fucking bullshit. This is a lot of egg on her fucking face. This is Amber Turd round two. And goddamn it, Tori, you better get that car from Johnny Depp and get that fucking lawyer because you got some fucking money coming after that shit. This is the highest level of defamation I've ever fucking seen in my entire life. This is goddamn ridiculous, all right?
Yep.
God bless Fresh and Fit. God bless Fetid, baby. I'm going to see you on the other side.
Yep, absolutely, man. Thank you. I appreciate that, my friend. And, yo, we got three dicklets, by the way, gave a $100 super chat. Said Don DeMarco for the caller when he's done speaking, please. That was for the conspiracy theory guy.
Don DeMarco.
Okay, I'm going to call him Boom because he just kept saying, hey, yo, Boom, check this out. So, yeah, check out. Shout out to you, bro. That was a great call. Let's see here. I'm going to make sure that I catch everyone. And that was from Diglett. Shout out to you, Diglett. I appreciate the support, man. You a real one. You've been really, really rocking with us. I appreciate that greatly. Let's see here if I got anyone here. I want to make sure I didn't miss any of y'all that tried to super chat in phone numbers. We got Mr. Okay, slimed out. Do the topic essay case and 9/11. 9/11 I will do, guys. I just know that one's going to take a while, my friends. That might have to be a two-parter. If she wins, we're riding all the beauty and nail shops. Okay. Y'all are hilarious, bro. And then, bro, please do a clean slate on FNF. I'm blocked and seriously don't know why. Okay. Christina, can you make a note of some of these names here?
Yeah.
Guys, I don't run, like, the FNF block list. So I don't know if y'all made fun of Chris's hairline. He got in his emotions or some shit. But I'll double-check for y'all. And then... Okay, so I think we're caught up here. All right, so let's go back to the phone lines. I'll do another two or three, guys. All right, we got, let's see here. We got 281. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Go back to the phone line. I'll do another two or three, guys.
281, going once, going twice.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, 281.
Yo, what's up, man?
All right, moving on. 940, welcome to the show.
Yo.
What's up, bro? Okay. 310, welcome to the show. 310, welcome.
Myron, what's up? It's Jose.
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, question for you. Based on the facts, everything that you explained, so if either of these two ladies shot the gun, how did they get the gun from the bodyguard?
Well, we don't know if the bodyguard had the gun, bro. It wasn't his.
Thank you for the answer. Appreciate it. I'll let you move
on. Yeah, watch the episode back, bro, and you'll see what I mean by that. Okay?
Respect. Thank you.
All right, man. 571, you're up next.
Hey, Myron. What's going on, man?
What's up, bro? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. This is Quad Nation, man. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. Shout out to you, man. I've been watching you guys for a while now, so I just wanted to, you know, give you guys a shout out. And here's my theory on the case.
Okay.
I think this is going to be legendary. And here's what I think happened. I think Tory Lanez actually shot Megan. And I truly believe that he went in the car, took off his shirt. And remember, he went into a pool before he went into the car. And inside the pool, there's chlorine. Chlorine happens to be one of the, best cleaning chemicals out there. So he probably took off his shirt, cleaned his hands and the gun, and that was the reason why there were no residues on his body. That's what I truly believe.
All right, so you think he shot, but the chlorine cleaned the residue.
Correct. And if you see the video, he wasn't wearing his shirt.
I mean, I guess that's a theory. I mean, I honestly, bro, well, with that theory, then why did the girl have residue on her? She was in the pool,
well,
too.
Like the other caller mentioned, like, you know, gun residue actually flies around. So it was probably, she was probably in the vicinity of the whole, fight. That was the reason why residue probably, went on her.
No, but the other people were negative, bro. That's the issue.
Okay, and another thing, I don't think Tori actually smashed Megan. And I see, and I'm going to say this. If you watch that video you showed earlier, when they were in the pool.
No, bro, he 100%
Megan doesn't respect Tori.
Yo, bro, 100% they were having sex.
Okay. Okay, do me a favor and watch that video again. You could clearly tell that Megan doesn't respect him by the way she said, "Oh, you know what? Go away."
But that, doesn't mean, bro.
Away.
But that doesn't mean that they haven't fucked in the past, bro.
But you could clearly tell that she doesn't respect him.
Yeah, probably because she was mad because he was there with her friend there and Jenner. From what I understand, he was hooking up with Jenner in the past too.
Oh wow.
Yeah, bro. You gotta know everything, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, she's probably pissed off because he's fucked girls that were there.
Also, from what I heard, Tori and Megan were, like, cuddled up in booby trap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he's partying on here, so.
Oh, okay.
That's what everybody knows.
Yeah. They definitely smashed, bro. Everybody knows they smashed.
Okay, so here's my theory on what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. Due to all the ambiguity and all the he say, she say, I truly believe that, this is going to be a hung jury, and Tori's going to walk, and
yep.
I think Megan is going to get her get back.
Yeah, I think he's going to walk, and I think he's going to sue her for defamation after.
Okay, well, we're on the same page then.
Yeah, but he definitely fucked her, bro. Like, that is known all over the place. That's the whole basis of the friends fighting in the first place.
I respectfully disagree. If you watch that video, watch it very well. You can tell that she doesn't have any respect for him. And
bro, you can't go
that,
off.
You know this very well, man.
I need you to take the red pill goggles off for 2 seconds, bro. You can't go off of, like, the Instagram story of them at the pool party. Like, it's known that they were having sex. Literally, we're telling you. Tori lives here in Miami, bro. He lives here in Miami. He owns a club here. So he would be at Taboo with her. You know what I'm saying? All the time before all this bullshit happened. They used to hang out every day. They were smashing, my man. Like, this is industry known. This is indisputable. It's a fact. Everyone knows this. That's why so many people in the industry don't believe Meg. They just can't say nothing, though. Because Meg, right, she has some very powerful people behind her in the industry. So they can't necessarily say, yo, she's cap. Bro, when she said that I didn't fuck Tori on that interview, I knew. I was like, yo, this is fucking, like...
Stop the cap.
This is a wrap. She's probably lying about everything else too. But bro, this is not disputable. Like, you got to take the red pill goggles off for 2 seconds. Oh, she doesn't look like she respects him at the pool. That's irrelevant. They're smashing. She was drunk and mad that he was fucking with other bitches there at the party. Why do you think she fought with her friend? She fought with her best friend over this nigga, bro. You telling me that she didn't smash? Come on, man.
I highly doubt it, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay, well, we can agree to disagree then. But
and,
it
one
is
more thing.
They were having sex, my friend.
and one more thing. Tori invoked his right to use the fifth. That means he knows something. That's why he kept his mouth shut.
Well, remember, man, using the fifth, it does not mean that you are guilty of any crime. It's actually intelligent for you to invoke the fifth and not say anything.
He's intelligent, but at the same time, that means, I mean, coming from a cop, you should know that. You know, if someone tries to invoke their right.
No, that's intelligent. You don't say shit when police ask you questions, bro. This is me as an agent. Like, you don't say anything when the police show up. It's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you most of the time, especially in a situation like that. And remember, you cannot infer guilt simply by requesting an attorney or requesting not to speak. You got to sharpen up, my friend. But thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah, sure. Right, shout out to you, man. And also, Christina, man, shout out to you as well, man. You should try to block me earlier, man, but, you know, come on, man.
Shout out to you, bro. Later.
All right, thanks.
What?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Niggas in the chat were saying it's fresh calling in, trolling. It was not fresh, my friends. Fresh wouldn't stutter anymore. All right, we got JJ back on the line with A636. All right, cool. Take a few more of these guys, and it's a wrap. I said only 30 minutes, but we're still going. A636. Hold on. Let me find your number. I just had it here. Okay. JJ, welcome.
Yeah, man. I'd like to say, what in the dog shit fuck was that guy talking about, bro? Number one, you can't jump into a chlorine pool and get gunpowder residue off of you just that fast. It takes gasoline to get it off of you. My dad knows a lot of federal agents because his line of work, what he used to do. I can't really, you know, say stuff like that.
Okay,
but anyway, he's already told me, but Gunpowder Residue doesn't come off just that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, what do you think happened? Because like I said before, I believe that Megan's friend shot at her, missed. Somehow Glass got on the floor, and Megan stepped on it and blamed Tori.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, there was definitely a physical altercation. I don't know who shot, but it's very obvious, bro, that, you know, more than likely, it doesn't look like Tori was the shooter of the farm.
Right,
and I think
that's
the most important fact.
Yeah, like I said, bro, we just got to wait for the facts to come out, man. I know,
yeah,
Tory Lanez is going to come out innocent. Definitely, he has to. He has to, and then use those defamation charges and get Megan's ass, for sure. She's lying,
yeah,
on her.
She's making a lot of money right now, so he'll be able to get a bag off of her.
Because I mean,
he'll be able to articulate, like, he lost a lot of money when he was, like, when he had a lot of momentum, and who knows how much money he could have, because he could show damages easily. You know what I'm saying? So...
Also, like,
Christina, yes,
a lot of real estate deals like weren't done because of that situation, because she kind of messed it up. So he lost a lot
real estate
of,
deals.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
In one of his songs, he says something about like how does real estate deal like drop? Like they dropped him because they didn't like the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look in an article, what I showed you a long time ago about the in his place in Brickell.
Oh shit! Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I think that was it, because he just got that in February. It's going under, like, I think they just, like, they don't want to take his money.
Okay. The caller sounds like fresh, and that was from before. Yeah, man, so we'll see what happens, bro, in court, but I would say that there's a significant amount of evidence that shows that Tory was not the shooter, is what I'm trying to say, and that's really all his defense has to do. That's all his defense has to prove, is that, yo, he wasn't a shooter. That's it.
Definitely.
That's
I think
really
that caller before.
She could have got shot. Who gives a fuck? That's not what matters. What matters is that they need to prove that he wasn't the shooter. That's really the biggest thing.
Yes, it's going to be a pretty easy case for them to prove that, though, because all the facts are saying not pointing to Tory at all. It's pointing to Megan's friend.
Yeah. It looks like she's more than likely the probable shooter, and from at least from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, man. But thanks for calling into the show, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, so I'm going to do one more, because I'm dying right now, guys.
Yeah.
Woke up really early in the morning. We got someone from 832. You know what? We'll take someone from Houston. Yo, 832, what's up?
Yo, hello?
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I had just got off of work. I had called like the last probably 5 minutes, but I wanted to get your take on, like, what do you think is going to happen next? Like, can Tori, can he, like, charge or can he accuse her of, like, defamation? Or, like, what are the next steps?
Yeah, he can 100%. If he gets found guilty, I would file a defamation suit immediately after that.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Okay, well, shout out to y'all. Shout out to Fedit, you know. Just keep doing what y'all doing. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. Peace. All right, 3, 2, 1. What's up?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. What's up?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your thoughts? Make it quick, please.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, bro. We got you on air. Oh, my God. All right. 762. 762, welcome to the show. All right. 920, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Yo, what up, bro? What's up?
Yeah, what you might call it? Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for Fresh and Fit for bringing value to the world to help young men to understand women and all that. What I want to say about the case is, I guess, I believe Kelsey's the one, the shooter, because, mm-hmm, one, the physical altercation between Meg and Kelsey, and then two, of course, Meg's going to be mad at Tori for smashing Kelsey, because obviously Meg's going to think Tori's going to say monogamous to Meg, but He know damn well Tory ain't going to stay monogamous. He's a man with status, a lot of money. Why would he stay monogamous for it?
I mean, this is the modern-day woman delusion, thinking that they're special, bro. That's what I've always said.
Yeah, I mean, like, she should know already, too. And plus, like, since you're covering this case, right, I'm assuming in the future you're going to have a lot of Megan Stallion goons on you. Like, they go, as soon as she makes the IG live right after her case, you know, all that, man, all them goons will be on you.
Oh, well, another day in the office of Fresh Fit, bro. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right, man. All right, guys. I am going to cut it there. So, guys, do me a quick favor. Go ahead and like the video, goddammit. We went really hard for y'all. This was a very difficult show to get ready for and everything else like that. We're pretty much at like 100% engagement. I appreciate that greatly. Love y'all. Let's see here. Make sure I didn't miss any chats. $10 from Reflex. Have you seen 2,000 Mules? It's a movie documentary that you could look into and see if there are any truth to the evidence provided. Sorry, I'm off topic. Just want to see what you think about it. I'll take a look at it. And hope you guys enjoyed that, man. We gave you a lot of sauce that nobody else has on this case. Share this video with a friend. Let's get it in the algorithm, man. Let's get Tory's name cleared, bro, because this is some bullshit at this point. He said the hot girl's going to get you, Myron. Yeah, the hot girl's going to get me for sure. smash the like button, guys. And thank you guys so much for support, man. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Shout out to Christina again. Christina, you want to tell people anything?
Yeah. Again, anybody that meant this, please contact me because I have some stuff I have to get done. I guess contact me at my IG, Christy Rojas.
Yeah. She really wants to get that Young Dolph case done. So, guys, thank you a bunch, man. Appreciate it greatly. Love you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Again, thank you to Christina for gathering these documents for y'all. We exposed some things that you guys have never seen anywhere else. And, yeah, man, we'll catch you guys here next week. I'll probably cover one of my cases that I did when I was an agent. Tomorrow we got Mark Lobliner, a.k.a. Tiger Fitness. And I got a special guest that might come through as well. Now, we might have Kino Bidey roll through. We'll see what happens. And some lovely ladies. And we'll catch you guys tomorrow, 6 p.m. Peace. NCIS. Okay. Awesome. All right. Let's break this down, too. Okay, so NCIS, Army CID, or AKA our sleeper guys, these companies, right? So what happens is your boys over there at the Bureau, the FBI. So, okay. So, and what I'm doing, guys, I'm going to go over them.